Erev Tov Mvorach. Vayeshev Yaakov. And also Yaakov sat down. And of course, as you know, we know the Midrash that says, so, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Beshalva, Kafatz Alav Rukzo Shel Yosef. And Yaakov thought he can sit now down quietly and enjoy life. And then the whole story with Joseph started. It says the Midrash, Lo Dayam Tzadikim Scharam Ba'olam Haba, Rotzim Leishev Beshalva Ba'olam Hazeh. Not enough, the reward is waiting for them in the next world. They want to sit here in peace and quiet. No, doesn't work like this. And we have to understand and realize that we're not talking here about a guy that thinks that he's going to sit and do nothing all day. He's Yoshev Alim. He's going to sit and learn Torah. So what's so wrong about sitting and learning Torah? The problem here is not Yaakov Avinu sitting and learning Torah. The problem is that Yaakov Avinu thought that regarding education, he finished his job. And we see, that is the understanding why is the story with Joseph. Because the story with Joseph, really, if we look at it, it's a very strange story. And it all has to do with Yaakov Avinu not educating his kids in a proper way. Because Yosef, from one side, looks like this arrogant guy, a telltale. He goes and tells his brother whatever his brothers are doing in the field. He is the favorite of his father, which is also an education mistake.
It's not the right
thing. Right, not the right way to do things.
At least not to show. At least not to show.
Of course, I'm saying. And he's showing. He's buying a special
favorite, but not
it's
show.
Not a good midah.
Yeah. And then also we see that the brothers, they want to kill their own brother.
And they sexually didn't mean, weren't they?
Tzadikim, the 12 tribes. No. So really we see that this Vayeshev is not connecting with Yaakov Avinu sitting and learning Torah or not learning Torah. It's a direct connection with
family
education. Family. In other words, education doesn't end. If a father thinks that when his son is at the age of 30 or 40 or 50, the education stopped, as long as you're here in this world and you've got Baruch Hashem kids, you're responsible for them and you have to try and educate them. Try.
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 Yeah.
Try.
They think they have to educate them.
Yes.
That's exactly one of the problems.
Yes.
That's. They think they know it better. And but you see, here is the idea. What do we do? How do we really educate somebody that is already married and has got kids? How can you educate
them? And if you're educating them.
Yeah. It's the way you behave.
Example.
It's the way you act. You have to be an example. Exactly. You have to be an example.
Example.
And this is exactly the idea that we're talking about. Yaakov Avinu cannot just sit down, learn Torah, while his kids are still here near him. He has to show them the right way and still teach them again and again. And it doesn't end. And we see the problem. Even he is doing this mistake, giving one of the sons a little more than the others. And look what problem it causes. From the other point of view, we have to understand and realize what is Yaakov really thinking? And what is Joseph thinking about going and telling his father what his brothers are doing in the field? And then also, Joseph, we know, is not exactly stupid. This guy becomes the governor of Egypt. Cannot be a stupid guy. Now, he goes and tells his brothers those
dreams
that are showing that he wants to rule over them? Is this a wise thing to do?
Of course not.
Not.
He's arrogant.
Yeah, so it. And is this really Joseph? And from the other side, the brothers? You want to kill your own brother? Okay, so he's arrogant. So he's a Schwitzer. So what? So this is why you want to kill him? We have to understand what's going on here. Something here is wrong, or we don't understand what's going on. So, the Malbim, by the way, always the Malbim is one of the, our sages that he takes the issue as it is, and it doesn't take in consideration anything that was written before. And he tries to explain the parsha in his own way.
When did he live?
When did he live? What century?
I don't know.
But was he after all the others?
I'm very bad with dates and names.
Mem, Lamed, Bet, Yud, Mem.
The Malbim. You can look in Google and see exactly when he was living. Well, very clever rabbi. And is here also, he looks at it from the point of view of what's going on here. So the Malbim says there is an idea in this world that the tzaddik will sit and learn and all the others will provide for him so he can sit and learn.
Yeah. So they do it now.
And if we go back, the same story was with Yitzchak, Rivka, and Yaakov. That Yitzchak thought that Esav is going to provide for Yaakov, and Yaakov is going to sit and learn. And then Esav is going to provide.
Okay, so he was born in 1809,
mm-hmm.
and he died in 1879. He lived in the Ukraine.
The 19th century. So he's
after
all the other...
Yeah. We're not talking about somebody close to us. Yes, yeah, yeah. Now, let's see what's happening here. Yaakov Avinu, he sees Joseph and he knows Joseph is going to go in life through the things I went through. He needs special tools to deal with it. The other brothers, they're not going to go through this. They're going to go through a whole different thing. So the same way as Yitzchak thought about Esav, that he's going to provide for Yaakov. Yaakov is thinking that Joseph is the guy that is going to lead the things in a certain way, and we all know that that's what is happening. That's why, look what's written here. Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. Sorry. Yosef is not the only kid. There are a few others. And what's written here? Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef.
What does Ele mean?
Ele. These are the descendants or the generations or the story of Yaakov, Yosef, Ben 17 Shana. What's it? And by the way, you see, Ele dot Yaakov Yosef, it's like Yaakov and Yosef are connected. And the Midrash says that Joseph looked exactly like his father. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he also went exactly the way his father went. He was sold, he was running away. And when we go through all the episodes, we see that they're doing the same way. And by the way, Yaakov Avinu, when he gives the tribes the blessing, something interesting happens. We're not going to talk about it, but we all know that when we read the 12 tribes, is Joseph there?
No.
He's not there. So what level is Joseph? He is the son of Yaakov. But he is not counted as one of the tribes, but his two sons are being counted as tribes.
Yes.
So, if we see here, Yaakov and Yosef are really the fathers, and all the others are the sons. In other, Yaakov and Yosef are not only connected, they are like one. They're doing the same thing. That's why it's Ele Toldot Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef are connected. And the Midrash also said that Joseph really also had this potential to bring 12 sons. And it looks like 12 tribes, 12 sons, 12 sons to Yaakov, 12 sons to Joseph. But something happened and he only had two sons. Now, so we understand that Yaakov, when he realizes, because he's got the Holy Spirit and he knows something here in Joseph, he's not like the others. So he takes him personally and gives him the tools, tries to give him the tools, to deal with a way of life that he himself went through. Because, and we all know, that Joseph is going to Egypt the same way as Yaakov went to Laban. Also was in a place with...
Not with the Jews.
Not with... Exactly. In a terrible place. And he had a bad influence. And he had to fight with it. And so now his job is to do this to his son Joseph. That's why he's not his favorite is Joseph. But the thing is that Joseph is really going in his footsteps. So he has to make sure that he gives him the right tools. And also another explanation, Joseph was a Ben Skunim. What is the Ben Skunim?
He's born when his parents are old.
Yes, but there was another son, Binyamin. What was Binyamin? Normally it's the youngest. And the youngest is Binyamin, not Joseph. Mm-hmm. So one of the explanations says that when, first of all, Joseph was holding this position for many years, and then when Binyamin came, there was another problem here, because when Binyamin was born, what happened?
Rachel
died. So every time that Yaakov looks at Binyamin, it reminds him
Rachel.
So he cannot do this job of Ben Skunim, because Ben Skunim was also a job. Because this younger son, he used to look after his father. He used to help him in the house and give him the food and doing all the things the father needs. While the other sons went to the field, deal with the cattle. So we all know, if you are dealing with your father at home, you have to be dressed according to your position and to your job. So in other words, you cannot work in the house and do the job for your father when you wear working clothes. You need special clothes. By the way, Esav also, when he came to meet his father, he changed his clothes and he had special clothes for his father. And from this also we learn that when you come to shul, you cannot just come like a shlump. You have to come dressed according to where you're going to. You're going to meet the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you have to be dressed accordingly. So in other words, you cannot just go with the torn dress or torn trousers or dirty. You have to come clean. And we see how Esav honored and gave cover to his father. The same way here. So in other words, this special coat that Yaakov gave Joseph was not because he wanted to show all the brothers that he loves him more. Because he had the job that he needed a different coat from what they were doing. They were working in the field. Mm-hmm. It's like you wear a suit when you go to shul. You don't wear a suit when you go on the field. You were working clothes. But the brothers, they didn't see it this way. They thought, one minute, what's happening here? Yaakov takes Joseph, gives him a special coat, loves him more than he loves us. That's the way it looks. But they realize this is not a normal love between a father to his children, because he's got other children. And they know that he loves all of them. So why is he giving this special treatment to Joseph? So they look back in history and they see a very simple thing. Avraham Avinu has got two sons and then other sons from the Pilakshim. But only one gets the lead. And this is Yitzchak. Then Yitzchak has got two sons. But only one gets the lead, which is Yaakov. Now, the same story. We have 12 sons, but only one is going to lead. And who is it going to be? Joseph. Because we see what the father is doing. So what's the problem? They are tzaddikim. Well, they are jealous, or there is something deeper here. The thing is that what's happening here is they think that Joseph is not suitable for the job. If Joseph was really a tzaddik, like Yitzchak, and Yaakov, okay. We say, okay, no problem, give him the job. He's a tzaddik, he deserves it. But they, from their point of view, he's not a tzaddik.
Because he's arrogant.
He's arrogant. And when he comes and tells them the dream, oh, this is even worse. It's getting worse, the situation. So they decide that in this case, the only way to save the future is to get rid of Joseph. Now, Joseph, why? He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't see that his brother don't love him exactly. That they hate him. It's written quite clearly.
Yeah. Besides this, there was a fight between the sons of...
ויראו אחיו כי אותו אהב אביהם מכל אחיו, וישנאו אותו. Very simple, it's written. They hated him. Not that they didn't like him, or disliked him, they hated him.
Which is a strong word.
Very strong. So, doesn't he know it? So he goes and tells them his dreams about he's being royalty, he's being a king. Is this not stupid? So let's understand what's going on.
But isn't God's hand in it the whole time?
You can explain that God is behind everything and is behind everything, but we have to understand also the simple idea behind it. Yes, God is behind everything. But let's understand what, in reality, they think and what Joseph thinks. So Joseph is very clever. And he knows that his brothers hate him. And he thinks to himself, what can be the way that I will show them that not only that I love them, I am trusting them, fully trusting them, and I'm giving them the, let's say, the power to do things. Meaning, the Gemara says, if somebody dreams a dream, and he goes to somebody to give him a solution of the dream, whatever this guy is going to say is going to come true. Sounds strange.
Sounds strange, but
that's what the Gemara is saying. And they said, there was a story with this rabbi, they had 24 dream solvers in Jerusalem, and he had a dream, and he went to all the 24. So all those 24... And he got 24 different solutions to the dream. And the Gemara says that all those 24 solutions become true. Of course, it didn't go once against the other.
Well, obviously, they couldn't.
Otherwise, it cannot work. But it's a very interesting idea. What's going on behind it? So, if this is the case, if I have a dream and I want somebody to translate, to interpret the dream, who will I approach? Somebody who loves me or somebody who hates me?
Loves me.
Why?
Somebody doesn't know.
Why? Because then he can give me the right solution.
Not the right, a good solution.
The good solution.
No, but if he loves you, he may give you,
a good solution.
A good solution.
But not necessarily the truth.
Okay, well, who cares?
Yeah.
As long as it's good,
it'll make him feel good.
As long as it's good, it's going to happen.
That's right.
That's what the Gemara says. In other words, if I go to somebody who hates me, he can give me a solution
that will
hurt me,
yeah.
And who knows what's going to do to me.
That's right.
So if I have a dream, I will find the best guy to solve the dream, and it must be somebody who loves me. So what is Joseph doing?
Opposite.
They're going to opposite.
Opposite.
So what is he trying to show the brothers?
That he loves them.
That he loves them.
Interesting.
And by the way, he is so is insisting on this. He's going on and on. Because he sees that the first time he comes, doesn't help. Not only doesn't help, it's getting worse. So you would think, okay, leave up. No.
Except in this case, the dream was Yosef's dream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're talking about, you said, if you have a dream and you're going to get someone to interpret it. But Yosef was interpreting his own dream.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Whose dream was he interpreting?
He didn't tell. No, he just told them the dream. Yeah. And they interpreted it. They said, "Amaloch timloch aleinu, amashol timshol banu." Here, look.
He only told them.
Yes. Vayaged lecha, vayosifu od snoto. Yes. Yes. No. Anachnu mal miol. He's telling them a story. Yes. So they are giving a solution. Exactly.
They're interpreting the dream.
And it's very interesting that they interpret the dream in a good way.
Yeah. Well,
the right way.
Well, they don't think it's good for them.
No, yes, but if they were clever or if they were corrupt, they would translate the dream that a snake is going to kill you and you're going to be killed, you're going to die.
You've chosen a special, completely different, but this is what he wanted to hear.
Yeah, but yes, right. But the thing is, that's when we read it and we don't go deep into it. But we have to understand, why is Joseph doing what he's doing? Because it is stupid to go to your brothers who hate you and ask them for a solution for a dream when you know that whatever solution they're going to give
could be
right. And it can happen. And it's going to be true. So in other words, if they hate you, they're going to give you a bad solution. He's risking his life. He's risking his future.
He's testing them.
The thing is,
there is several interpretations.
Yeah.
And from Or HaChaim, he say Yosef wanted to indicate to his brother that it was unwise to hate him because one day they would need him.
That sounds more logical.
Yeah. This is Or HaChaim.
Yeah, but everything goes together. That's exactly the idea.
It came true.
He wants to show them that he loves them, and if he comes to them, it means that he trusts them and he loves them, and he's telling them, you see, you will need me one day. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it, and I'm coming to you from a point of view of loving you. Because otherwise I wouldn't even tell you the dream.
Yeah.
I would go somewhere else.
So his father. He did understand what his dream was about.
Of course he dreamed about that. But that's the question. You know, even if you're stupid, if you dream about the brothers, shibolim, the sheaves are binding to you. What do you think it means? Oh, what does it mean? But you know what? Okay, you don't understand what this means. Let's see the next dream. Here you're talking about. See, it's very clear. Vayachalom ot chalom, Hashemesh vayareach, the sun and the moon. And 11 stars. Who are the 11 stars? Who are the 11 stars? Who is the sun and the moon? His father and mother. It's very clear. So here, this is even worse.
It's a lot of psychological...
But this dream didn't come true completely.
What?
This dream didn't come true completely. Because the mother was dead already.
By Saper El Aviv. They say in every dream, if there isn't something, let's say, which is not going to happen, in every dream, even if the whole dream is true, in a dream must be something that is not true. And but look what his father is telling him. ויספר אליך ולך, ויגער בו אביו ויאמר לו, מה החלום הזה אשר חלמת?
What is it in your dream?
עכשיו, I told you it also before. Asher chalamta. This is pasuk yud. Now see what's written here.
No,
as a perek lamed vav. Lamed vav or lamed zayin? What is this?
Lamed
zayin.
But this is not completely correct. Remember.
Okay, so check if it is the pasuk.
Let's start with.
Now look what's written here. You get the word. Asher chalamta. You've got Asher chalamta? Okay, you've got Asher chalamta?
Yeah. Okay. Asher chalamta?
Yes. Now look. Take the Aleph and the Shin out. You've got Resh.
Yeah.
Okay. Connect the Resh to the two letters.
Rachel.
Yafe. You've got Rachel. Now, take the Mem, Taf, and the first letter of the next word. What you've got?
Meta.
She says, how can you tell us that the moon and the sun are going to be your mother died?
Wow.
This is something very clear to see. But you have to understand the Torah is built in this way. If you take all the letters of the Torah and you change the order, you put the gaps in different ways, you will have another story, an insight. Mm-hmm. Somebody, those who learn Kabbalah, they say, Shimon Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar writes that if somebody learns the Torah only from the surface, I don't want to say what he's saying about this guy. Terrible things.
It's the same thing. If you read every year, you see something different.
Exactly.
In the same language, but you just see.
And this is only us simple people. Now, those who dig in even more inside, they find the secrets of the Torah.
A lifetime.
Of course. Well, okay. So now, we understand why Joseph is telling the dreams to his brother, because he wants to show them that he trusts them and he loves them. And this is not the peak. The peak comes when his father is sending him to see what's happening with them.
Yeah.
And he doesn't find them in the place where they should be. And then he says this unbelievable sentence, Et echai anochi mevakesh. It's a very, very...
looking for my brothers.
I'm looking for my brothers.
You can say again.
Et echai anochi mevakesh. I'm asking for my brothers. I want the brotherhood. I know that it's not exactly right now, but I want to make it good. I want my brother. I don't care what it's going to cost me. This is Joseph.
So he knows that he's going to a dangerous mission.
Of course. You see, when we see they take him, they sell him. We don't see Joseph doing anything.
He's
17.
But he's far from being arrogant. If he says, if he speaks like this, he's not arrogant.
But so what is the problem here? What is the problem here? I'll tell you what the problem here. One of the strange things in our parsha is that the people who should love Joseph hate him, and the people who should hate him love him. That's what. Look.
Who should hate him?
Who should hate him? His father.
Yes. Who should hate him?
Yes.
When he becomes a slave, would you think that his master is going to love him? No. Then he is being blamed of trying to rape the wife. Mm-hmm. What would you think the master will do now?
Kill him.
Kill him on the spot. Is he killing him?
No.
Then he gets to the jail. Then he gets to the jail and again they love him.
Yeah. He became the
From the other side, the brothers hate him.
Yeah.
Is this what is the Torah trying to tell us?
Jealousy.
It's unbelievable. It's more than jealousy, or let's say it's a different issue. The jealousy is another problem, but let's see here what's happening here. It starts Vayiru oto, it's in the beginning of the parsha in Pasuk Daled. Vayiru echav. Got it?
Yeah.
Vayiru echav, ki oto ahav avihem mikol echav. So the brothers see that Yaakov loves Yosef more than all the brothers. Vayisneu oto, they hate him. Velo yachlu dabro leshalom. What does it mean?
They couldn't speak with him in peace.
They couldn't like him.
They couldn't speak with him. In other words,
they were baby.
No connection. They don't speak with him. And when you don't speak with somebody, do you know what he thinks? Do you know what he feels?
No.
Yeah. Now it's getting worse. Then, when we get to the place where he is finding the brothers,
even more.
Yes, and now go on to Pasuk Yudchet 18. Vayiru oto merachok, ubeterem ikrav alehem, vayitnaklu oto la'amito. They see him from far away, and before he gets closer, they decide
to kill him.
What's happening here? Again, the same thing. They don't let him come close to them. The reality is that they really don't know who Joseph is.
And they don't want to even give him a chance or anything.
And that's a big issue in life.
Mistake.
A big mistake. When you see things, and you are trying, already building a whole story, and we all do this.
Yeah.
He didn't invite me to the wedding.
Sad,
he didn't invite me to say, he hates me. But
yeah.
I've been in a function, and I come, my name is not there. So what would you do?
Leave.